This podcast is intended for a mature audience as it contains adult language and can get rather intimate. So grab a cocktail, find a safe place to listen, and make sure your kids aren't around. Hey, it's Garcelle Beauvais, and this is Going to Bed with Garcelle. Every episode, me and my rotating mix of girlfriends, some celebrities, some not, will be heating things up with provocative girl talk. Get ready. No topic is too taboo and everything is grown and sexy. Tonight, I'm going to bed with a double dose of diva. I'm talking about the amazing, gorgeous twin sisters, Brie and Nikki Bella. I mean, these girls, from fashion to wine, they know how to brand themselves like nobody's business.
Oh my gosh, so true.
Hi, ladies.
Hello.
Thank you for having us.
Are you kidding?
Yes.
Like I told you, I am obsessed. I'm so fangirling. Welcome to Going to Bed with Garcelle. I know you guys are big wine drinkers and also big wine business.
Yes. So
since you're both pregnant, congratulations. What are you drinking today?
So I chose a virgin Moscow mule.
Wow. Nicole, we must be twins because I'm having one too.
No way!
Well, cheers.
Nothing like a good afternoon pick-me-up.
Exactly. Oh my God, you guys, being twins, I'm obsessed with. I mean, I've always wanted to have a twin because I thought the trouble I could get into.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you guys swap boyfriends? Did you ever switcheroo on somebody?
So we had way different tastes. So that would have never worked because all the grungy guys. Yeah. I liked all the grungy guys. She liked all the clean cut athletes. So we never had the same taste.
That's true.
But it's funny because the one thing we would do is if one was single and the other was taken, we'd set each other up on dates. So one time I met this guy, but I had a boyfriend at the time. And I'm like, whoa, he's super hot. I think my sister would be into him. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, he was in a truck. And so
a big truck.
Okay.
Yes. So I acted like her. I gave the guy my number and I set up this whole date. And then I went back to the dorms and I told Nicole, I was like, hey, met this super hot guy. You're going to go on a date with him in a couple days. So here he comes in his big truck to pick up Nicole. He hops out of the truck and he was shorter than us.
And by lot of inches. A lot.
No.
Yeah.
And Nicole looked at me like she thought I was pranking her. And I was like, oh shit. Like, no, I thought I only met him through a truck.
That's hilarious.
He has a good face.
Yeah. He needs to stay in that truck.
Yes. And the perks, like we break up with each other's boyfriends when we were young. Yeah. Like there were some perks.
Yeah.
But we're never interested in the
Isn't
same.
Isn't that interesting? That's probably better. That's probably why you have a great relationship.
That's true.
Actually,
right?
True.
I couldn't even imagine.
Right.
That'd be weird.
So you guys are 13 minutes apart.
Or 16. What?
16 minutes apart.
Yeah.
What was your mother doing? That's like a whole other pregnancy. My kids were a minute apart.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So
that's
so
amazing.
So my mom actually had no idea she was having twins.
What?
So, yeah, she got pregnant at 18, and because she was a teen pregnancy, mm-hmm. she didn't do any ultrasounds. So she literally just went through this whole pregnancy where they just listened to a heartbeat.
Right.
So she assumed she was having a big baby boy. And
no
then,
way.
Yeah. And because I was like stuck in my mom's ribs, so I stayed in one position. So they just thought the baby was active. They thought when they were hearing two different heartbeats, it was really just an active baby.
No.
So here comes Nicole. Boom. They're like, oh, a really small little girl. And, you know, it took the nurse. The nurse was pushing on my mom's stomach and she just felt something was weird. So she started listening. She was like, oh, my gosh, I hear another heartbeat. And they had told my mom to start pushing it. It's funny because my mom's like, no, I already pushed.
Yeah, exactly.
I already had one. Yeah.
Exactly.
She's like, what do you mean another baby? And there I was.
Wow. So you guys, obviously, everybody knows who you are. They know what you do. I just heard about there is a sex hotel in Brazil where they have an MMA themed room with an octagon bed. Have you guys ever had sex in the ring?
No, but I would have liked to have had sex in the WWE ring. I think just...
Really? It's so dirty.
Well, I mean, I would put a new mat on it.
I'd be nervous to get ringworm.
Oh, damn.
No, but I saw that and I don't know what I would think if a man took me to a room that was MMA themed in an octagon to have sex. Well, one, I'd kind of be scared. I don't know what I'd be in for. Like, is it a pounding? Like, you know, like, whoa.
Is he going to fight you?
Right, exactly. So have you ever had a guy like dress up for you? I had a guy that came out in a lace kimono.
Oh, no.
I almost died.
Did he think that was going to turn you on?
Yes.
It was the
opposite.
Oh, like for sure.
Yeah. For sure.
I'd be so grossed out.
Right, exactly.
I'm trying to think of what I know I've had to do. I mean, I've done role playing, but I feel like it's always just me dressing up.
So you didn't have sex in a ring, but where have you had sex that was crazy? Were you ever caught? Are you more into watching?
I'd rather have someone watch me.
Really?
Just because.
Me too.
Yeah, because I'm a very visual person, and this is why porn was never for me. I just, like, people's faces stay in my head, I'm like, if they're not attractive to me, and then I have their faces stuck in my head as they're
that's
like,
not
getting
good.
Laid, it would gross me out, yeah.
That's not good.
So I'd rather have someone watch me.
Yeah, I'd rather have someone watch me too.
I would too.
Yeah.
I visualize, like, I don't know what it is, but when I meet couples, I immediately visualize how their sex life would be. I don't know why I do this.
Oh my God. I thought I was the only crazy one.
No.
I feel that way too. And sometimes if I'm like, let's say I'm masturbating, I think about other couples doing it. Is that weird?
No.
So I've never gone that far, but I mean, I don't think it's weird. I think of crazy stuff.
You always think of yourself?
Oh, never.
Okay. So you probably think of other people.
Right.
No, actually, you're right.
Yeah, you just probably...
Well, I guess couples.
Maybe they're not couples you don't know, but I'm sure, Brie, it's not just you you're thinking about.
No, it's never me. I never find that sexy.
Yeah.
Please. But everybody else finds you guys sexy. Nikki, people are falling in love on Dancing with the Stars. What is it? You fell in love. I mean, can we talk about Artem?
Yeah.
Oh my God. He's perfect for you.
Oh, thank you. He's the sweetest, isn't he?
He's the sweetest.
Yeah.
I mean, does he have a brother?
He does, an older brother. But
and?
Married.
Oh,
married,
whatever.
Two kids.
Oh,
and
whatever.
And he lives in Russia.
Okay, never mind. Never mind. You met Artem and then fell in love later, right?
Right. It's, you know, I think like with Artem and I's story is I would have never given a man like that the time of day until I got to know him. Like he was not my type of guy.
Okay.
And
not your type of guy because?
Like Brie said, I was always just so attracted to these big jock kind of guys.
Yeah.
And guys that I knew who could throw me around and I would feel so like petite next to. And, and Artem, like, I mean, a ballroom dancer and graceful and Russian. And I think what I really loved about Artem is we had such a strong connection in the beginning, but like this incredible friendship. And I never thought I could like relate with someone so much. Who was like Russian and whole life was about ballroom dancing. Like I was a fighter. He's a dancer and a lover.
Right.
It's like, we're so opposite.
Right.
But you build these incredible friendships there. And so I think like everyone stays in contact. And I think some of these people, they either just fall for each other because they have that foundation of friendship.
And you spend so much time together, right?
I mean, crazy amount of time every day.
Yeah.
Like you truly do when you leave the show, you miss everyone. It's like, I want to go back to camp.
So what's the difference between having sex with a wrestler and a dancer? Hips don't lie, do tell.
Right? Well, I mean, I have to say, both are incredible. I feel like I've gotten to try what's the word? Like just every flavor out there I've gotten to experience, and I feel very blessed that I've got it in a very strong, wrestling, manly way where I have felt petite. I was, it was almost like
picked up and thrown.
Yeah. What's King Kong. And I loved that. And then yeah, I also get it in too. This. Yeah. There's nothing better than when you feel so little. And
right,
you know what I mean?
Especially when you're butt naked.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, exactly.
Right.
Absolutely.
If I'm butt naked, make me feel little.
That's right.
And yeah. And you want to be roughed up a little bit, but you know, it's, yeah. I think yeah. women, no matter what, we always love to be seduced.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
rip my clothes off.
Right. Exactly.
I want the buttons to come flying off. I always tell my husband, like, it's okay to rip my clothes off.
Yeah.
Don't tell me when you're going to do it. Surprise me.
Right. Exactly.
But, like, I can always buy a new shirt.
Right.
Just rip the freaking shirt.
Oh. Yeah. Let me know I'm wanted.
I did not this side of you, Brie. I thought Nikki was more that. Okay.
No, maybe that's where we're twins.
Yeah. Right.
I love it.
Yeah.
So now with a dancer, obviously he knows how to move his hips. He knows how to come on.
They work for you. They don't stop. So I'll admit you get spoiled in the way where they just dance on your body and it's almost like you don't even have to do anything. It's just like orgasm after orgasm. It's just something that's just very beautiful. Very soulful, very graceful.
Oh my God, you're turning me on. Were your minds blown that you were pregnant at the same time?
Oh,
gosh. Yes. I mean, not only was I shocked I was pregnant, but then when I found out Nicole was pregnant 2 days later, I was like, all right, God, what do you have planned for us? Like,
I mean,
I just can't believe it.
It was crazy. I never thought in my life that we would be pregnant at the same time. Like, I thought I was just going to be in my own league of like, everyone's kids are going to be 10 and I'm going to just be starting out.
Right.
And so when I was shocked when she told me she was pregnant because they were set on one.
Right.
And then when I found out 2 days later, I thought it was a twin thing. Like the feelings I was getting when I saw positive, I just was like, oh my gosh, I just got engaged. Like my life is going really fast. What's happening?
Right. But this is really what you always wanted though.
It is. And I guess you're never ready. But in my head, I was like,
amen.
Yeah. I thought I would have this plan of like, okay, now it's the right time to have a kid. And no, it shocked me.
Are you going to get married pregnant or after?
No, after. And we're going to wait a bit. I want to see like, you know, us being parents and being together.
You want to see how good of a dad he is?
Oh, he's going to be a great dad. Are you kidding? He's going to be a great dad.
He's going to be so good.
Have you guys had any sexual cravings since you're pregnant? I know there's like cravings in terms of eating, but are you guys horny? I was so horny with my first one.
24/7.
Really?
I call myself the 3 a.m. masturbator.
Oh, okay.
Because it's like 3 a.m. almost every day. I make sure Artem's still sleeping. And I just, I have this appetite that is like so crazy. And I already did before.
Uh-huh.
But now it's, I've heard about the pregnancy stuff, but I was not expecting this.
Yeah.
Like you are horny.
Are you using your fingers or are you using toys?
My fingers.
Okay.
I feel bad because
she doesn't want to wake up Artem.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Don't want to wake up Artem or the baby because I'll think about that.
Yeah.
Like everyone seems to be quiet.
What about the second time around, Brie?
Oh, still super horny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I've been lucky because this pregnancy, my husband, and I don't know if it's because we're having a surprise, so there's no name to the baby. We don't know the gender.
Yeah.
Yes. So he's been really sexual with me, which has been amazing. So I've been really satisfied this pregnancy where he was a little freaked out the first pregnancy.
Yeah. He doesn't want to poke the baby
Right.
It's crazy how they think that.
I know. I'm like, your penis is not going to bust through my cervix and poke the baby's head.
You wish.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You wish. Your penis is not that powerful. Yeah, it is crazy though how horny you get. And I always tell my husband too, I'm like, we just were so horny and like we were going through all these body changes mm-hmm. and we look in the mirror like, I need you to always make me feel good and like yes. just feel like I'm sexy with my belly.
Oh, that's beautiful.
He's really
beautiful.
Done a great job at that. Yeah. But I did wake up the other night at 3 a.m. and all I could think about was you masturbating, Nicole. I'm like, my sister's masturbating right now.
Yeah.
So if anyone wakes up at 3 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, just know Nikki Bell is masturbating.
I may set my clock.
Yeah,
tonight.
Right.
I may set my clock just so I know I'm in sync with you, Nikki.
Yeah, I love it.
So let's talk about fetishes. I heard of a story of a girl who caught her guy having sex with her flip-flops.
What would you
do if you walked in on a man and he is having sex with something of yours? First of all, I would call the cops. Yeah, I would be like, 911, hello.
Honestly.
I would literally tell him to pack his stuff up and go.
Yeah.
I'd be like, no.
Yeah.
Is there something else you're hiding?
I would just leave and leave my stuff knowing I don't, or actually not knowing what's happened to my stuff.
Right. That's true.
I would be out so quick. I mean, yeah. Flip-flops.
I mean, come on.
There's something weird there. Like
it's
I
not
feel
sexual
bad.
At all.
Right.
At all. The only thing I could think of is like the band of the flip-flop, like his penis fit perfectly to go back and forth.
It's made out of rubber.
Stop it.
Maybe you like the friction?
Ew. No. It feels hilarious. Nothing like a vagina, so we'd have to question him about that.
Right.
Yeah.
So do you guys have any fetishes?
I've always have loved like when 50 Shades of Grey came out and yeah. like I was always very curious about like the red room feels. Like I don't like anything that like pinches or hurts me in that way.
Yeah.
But I love like the tying up, the blindfolding, the thought that someone has to like think of what they're going to do to you to turn you on. Like, I love that kind of stuff. I think
so. Being dominated in a way.
Yes.
Well, because you're so powerful when you're in the ring and all that. So I would think you'd want somebody who's more powerful than you sometimes.
Yes.
Right?
And I think that was the turn on, that being dominated for sure.
It
just feels so good.
I agree.
And then not knowing what's going to happen next.
What's next?
Yes.
I agree. I think that's the thing. I think for us women who are independent, that when it comes to the bedroom, you want somebody else to take over.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. At least part of the time. Right?
Yes. Yeah. You want to be surprised.
I'd like to be
surprised in the bedroom. Like, I don't want to have to, because people are always like, well, just tell them what you want. I'm like, I don't want to have to tell them.
Right.
Right.
I just
or
want
plan
them to
your
do it.
Sex because it, you've been dating or together for so long. It's like
right.
the mystery is always the turn on and you don't ever lose that.
Exactly. Do you guys have a safe word? Is there a safe word if it's going too far? Do you say pineapple, sushi, Chanel?
Yeah. Well, I used to have a safe word. What was it?
Mine's usually ouch. Ah. And then my husband knows. I'm like, ouch.
That so would be yours.
That's funny.
And then it's usually game over.
Game over.
That would definitely be yours.
That would be yours. So, Nikki, you built your house right next door to Breeze.
Yeah.
Right? There's a wall separating you guys from the backyard, right?
Yeah. Just one little wall.
Since you're newly engaged, newly together, your sex is probably, I would think, is much more louder and grander. No offense, Brie.
That's okay.
Are you worried that she's going to hear you? Do you care?
I think what saved Brie and Brian is the fact that I'm pregnant and Artem's terrified of my baby bump.
Oh, okay.
That saved her a few months. and we even go swimming at night and we go naked, but there's never any action. It's me excited that my tits are floating on the top of the pool and not touching my stomach.
Yes. When you guys are injured in terms of when you're fighting, right? If you're hurt in your neck, can you still give a blowjob?
Oh, it's hard.
I will say the thing that gets tough is we get hit in the face a lot. So a lot of us would talk about how we
cuts.
Get jaw lock. Well, cuts, but we have jaw lock. Because your jaw would be so sore from fighting. Yeah. And then you go hang out with your significant other that night or whoever. And we'd all talk about, like, damn it, Jawlock is a real thing. It's like crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
But even with the neck, because you do get those like really stiff necks that are hard. I would always like, if I had to give a blowjob and my neck was hurting, I always would pray so hard and feel like I was giving good energy that they would come quick. I was like, please
I've
come,
never
please
heard
come,
anybody
please
pray
come.
Before a blowjob.
Yeah. Or during.
And during.
I always felt like maybe the energy that would come really quick.
I have to admit, I've done the same thing where like you totally the prayer of like, please, 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 please.
Yeah.
Like,
what's the secret? You manifest. I was manifesting they'd come quick.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. I want to do this. Well, quick sort of rapid question to you both. Which sister lost her virginity first?
Nicole.
How old?
15.
Right? Wow. 15.
Yeah.
Did your mom know?
No. But what's so funny, when Brie lost hers, she went straight to my mom. I was like, what are you doing? Yeah. But it was like,
I did. I was 17.
Were you 17? You're a little older. I was 18.
Oh, good
and
for you.
Yeah. That was a long time waiting, but my parents were so strict. I moved to New York to start modeling and I was like, I'm free.
Yeah.
Bring it on. All right. Which sis experiments more in the bedroom?
Ooh.
I don't know. We both kind of do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But our experiments are very different. Mine are like,
I think,
like more spiritual, like doing energy,
I
like sexual positions and more tantra, where Nicole likes
the red room. That's where I maybe in toys.
She likes toys.
Have you guys ever looked at your vagina?
Oh, yeah. I show her mine the other day.
What?
Oh, yeah.
I can hardly watch mine, let alone just show somebody else.
We, like, laugh.
We do laugh. She literally... Well, what's kind of funny is ours are pretty identical. She goes, ew. And I'm like, excuse me? Because I told her what pregnancy does. Like, I didn't know that you would get very swollen over time during pregnancy. I thought it was just labor when stuff can get messed up.
Not just your feet.
And it goes, yeah.
Right.
This one made fun of me because of my pubic hair, because I did laser away for so long. So now I have weird hair growth. Because it's just, we call it my upside down mohawk. And so this one was gross. I showed her it the one time. Yeah.
It was so gross.
Whatever.
So I told her that's why Artem isn't having sex with her because she has she left all her.
But then when I
she
told
left all her hair on her lips.
But then and not a mustache. We're not talking about a mustache.
No, not a mustache.
Yeah. Hilarious.
But then when I told her, she said I needed to shave. So then I shaved, and then I couldn't believe how swollen everything was. And I go, well, now I'm not really going to have sex. So like, do I glue the shit back on, or what's happening? And
a
this
toupee,
one,
a vagina toupee.
Yeah. Whoa. I need it.
There's something there. Yeah.
I need it.
Well, I have enough hair for you, Nicole.
Brand that, Bella Twins.
Honestly.
That'd be a so new good. Venture. I like
a new venture. Okay. Who's had, out of the two of you, the most broken heart?
Nicole. Me. Yeah.
Oh. Sure.
I know.
I'm sorry. We're not even going to stay on that. Okay. Who masturbates more? Who masturbates more at 3 a.m.?
Right. Nicole for sure masturbates more.
But that's... you're up there. Don't act like...
Oh, no. I for sure do. But
I
once
do
you have
more.
A kid, you realize masturbation is like sleeping. You
hilarious.
Love to sleep.
Okay. I wasn't going to bring this up, but now I will. There is a couple who... Her husband, pre-children, liked to pretend he was breastfeeding.
Oh, my God.
So now that the baby is coming, they're like, should he stop?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, I want to know, does she hold him like this as he breastfeeds? Like,
I know.
Okay. That I don't know.
But then, like, does he... Because I think of how a baby breastfeeds, and, like, if he acted like that and would look up at her, like... So, you know, that would...
Yeah.
I love them stepped
she's gonna
on
be,
in touch, but I want it done in a manly way. I don't want it, like, you're feeding.
A baby
like a
way.
Baby.
No.
Yeah.
No. I'm not
and
into
especially
that
with
either.
The baby coming.
It's like, oh my
God. Ew.
That's going to mess her up too, by the way, like breastfeeding.
I would think so. Are you guys going to breastfeed?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I didn't breastfeed and I got so much flack at the hospital that I actually had to tell my doctor, please stop having people come in here because they were shaming me for not breastfeeding.
Gosh.
And I was having twins and I was overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, I just can't do it. But it's great that you guys are doing it. And my kids are very healthy, knock on wood.
Yeah. Our mom didn't do it with us too because of twins. It's just overwhelming for the mother.
Really? So she didn't do it. Okay.
No, she didn't do it.
And actually, at the hospital she was at, they told my mom, they're like, listen, you're young and with twins, they're like, just formula feed. It's going to be too hard on you.
Wow, that's awesome. I cannot wait to hear the baby names. I can't wait to see these delicious, yummy babies that you're going to have.
Thank you.
This is my favorite part of the show. I call it, who do you want to go to bed with? So whoever inspired you, made you laugh this week, just brought something special to you, you can highlight. So I'm going to start with Bree. Who would you like to go to bed with?
You know, it's funny because Nicole and I were talking about a lot of people this week that inspired us. But one I'm going to say, his name's Titus O'Neil. He's actually a WWE superstar.
Mm-hmm.
So he just, what he's has stood for and used his voice this week and being at all the protests, and he's always been someone who's always fought for his community.
Mm-hmm.
I've just been mind blown over him, and I would definitely go to bed with him.
Awesome.
So you'd blow him. Just kidding. You put the word mind blown.
There you go. What about you, Nikki?
So I think my vagina can handle this, but I think I would go to bed with all of LA for the beautiful march they did on Hollywood Boulevard for Black Lives Matter. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I do have a tag team partner. So if my vagina can't handle it, Brie, let's tag team LA.
Can I be triplets with you?
Yes.
Please.
Let's triplets.
Do it.
You know, the one time I'll whore myself out.
Exactly. I'm going to choose to go to bed with Don Lemon. I feel like he is his authentic self. He says it like it is, even when it's against the norm.
Yeah.
He stays true to who he is. And he has been so inspiring through this difficult time. So Don Lemon, I'd go to bed with you. All right, ladies, before I let you go, tell everyone what you're up to right now.
Check out all our ventures on our Instagrams and Twitters. Check us out on our YouTube channel, / the Bella Twins. You could say we have a lot going on, from wine to fashion to a new memoir to a podcast. We do it all.
Girls, I love you guys so much. Thank you for taking the time to be on my podcast. Have a healthy, happy delivery. And keep doing what you do because you inspire us all. Subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss this grown and sexy conversation. The after party continues on my Instagram at Garcelle or on Twitter at Garcelle B. So make sure to follow me. Going to Bed with Garcelle is an Orion podcast produced by Orion Television, Radio Point, and Beauvais Wilson Productions. Distributed by Podcast Nation. Concept by Garcelle Beauvais and Lisa L. Wilson. Hosted by Garcelle Beauvais, executive producers Barry Posnick, Garcelle Beauvais, Lisa L. Wilson, Alex Bach, Richard Corson, and Daniel Powell. Co-executive producers Janae Copeland and Cindy Levinson. Associate producer Lene Sanders. Music is from Extreme Music. This show was edited and mixed by Radio Point.